Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, I'm transferring Cara Marie Townsend.
Thank you. You can go ahead and send her over.
She's online now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Hi, my name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you
Hello, how
need?
are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
Great to hear. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then before we go any further, I just want to confirm I have your phone number here as 612-808-3778.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then we are speaking on a recorded line. Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you haven't signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I have not.
Okay. And then is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
It's for me, myself.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed?
In 2020, I don't have it now though. Like, I don't have any cancer or
That's
nothing now.
great to hear. Do you recall when in 2020 you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yep, it was in July.
Okay, July, would you say?
July 24th.
Perfect, thank you. 20, July
July
24th.
24th of 2020.
2020, thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
9/15/1994.
1994. So I have September 15th, 1994.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
I got like Depo from like the doctor, like the shot.
Okay, and it was the name brand? Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I used it for more than that, yes.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Thank you. When did you first start using Depo Provera?
So I first used it when I was like 15. So I first started getting shot Depo when I was like 15 or 16, and
Okay.
then I got off of it for a while because I had ended up getting pregnant with my child, and then I got back on it in 2018, and then I got off of it again in 2020 because I had like I started having complications. I didn't know that it was from Depo though. But I
Okay.
wasn't having sex, so it didn't even matter. So I just
Okay.
had to stop taking it.
Okay. And so you first started using it when you were about 15.
15
So
or 16, yeah.
then if we just add 15 to 1994, that's about 2009. Is that or was it around
Yeah.
2009 or 2010?
2010, because I was in like 10th
Nine.
grade.
Okay,
Yeah.
2010. Thank you. And
And
then
I was on it for about 2 years.
okay.
Then,
And then you stopped.
and then I had got off of it because I had got pregnant in 2015.
Okay. And then you went back on in 2018.
Yeah.
Okay, got
Yeah.
it. Thank you. And then let's see. And then what is a good
So
melee at?
I was on it from 2018 to all the way to 2020, and then that's when I stopped taking it in July because I had like a tumor in my brain. It was and then like I wasn't like having sex or anything, so I just yeah I don't use anything
Okay.
now, like you know, but
Okay, so then, okay, let
Yeah.
me just get the dates. So then, you first initial use was in 2010, 2010 to 20, when did you, to 2015?
No, probably like 2010 to 2013.
Okay, 2013, and then you started taking depo again in 2018 to 2020. Okay,
Yeah.
nice. Okay, thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
188 Glenwood, Glenwood Avenue North, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55405, and the apartment number is 211.
Apartment 211, okay, 55405.
Yep.
Okay, and then let's see, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Glenwood, and that's in
Avenue North. Yep.
Hennepin
Yep,
County.
Hennepin.
Okay, Avenue
Yes.
North. Okay. Is it Glenwood North Avenue or Glenwood Avenue North?
Glenwood Avenue North.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Glenwood Avenue North. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a woman. I'm a female.
Thank you. And then how do I spell your first name?
Cara.
And then I see, is Marie your middle name?
Yes.
Marie, and then I have your last name spelled Townsend.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a suffix to your name or no suffix?
No suffix.
Thank you. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
471-292393.
Thank you. And then I have an email address here for you. Is it your first name, middle name, 0630 at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on that ends in 3778. Is this a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Okay. And then when I put in your address, the city that comes up is Central Minneapolis. Is that correct? Is that okay? That
I
is.
live downtown Minneapolis, so I don't, yeah, I guess it would be, I don't know if it's central Minneapolis, to be honest,
Okay.
but I just moved here, it's downtown
Okay.
Minneapolis.
And the zip code is 55405.
Yes.
Okay. So then, yeah. Okay. And then, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma?
Doctor, let me go back to my chart. It was John Mullen. It's John space M. So his last name is Mullan.
Okay, and then where does Dr. Mullen practice
But
out
the
of?
doctor that gave me, but the doctor
Yes.
that I got this out from, the guy that transferred me, he had looked. I guess she got married. Her name used to be Anna Harris. But now it's like endless smidget or something.
Okay, yes, so I'll need the prescribing doctor as well. Let's start with the diagnosing doctor, though. Dr. John Mullen.
Okay.
Where does Dr. John Mullen practice out of?
I had to go to Abbott.
Abbott.
So that's South Minneapolis.
Okay.
I don't know if he still works there.
Let's see. Okay. And was it a hospital? Was Abbott a hospital? Was it a
Yes, yeah, a hospital.
Abbott hospital? Okay. And let's see. Was it on East 28th Street?
Is it
Or
Avenue South? Yeah, 28th.
yeah.
It's like 28th in Chicago. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Abbott Northwestern Hospital.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Let me just copy that down. Thank you. And then his Dr. Mullen's middle initial, does it show as a C? Or there's no middle
It
initial
doesn't.
there? Okay.
It doesn't mean so. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with cancer prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No, of course not.
Okay, thank you. And then was Dr. Mullen also your treating doctor?
Yes, for when I was there, I had to stay at the hospital for like almost 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And then I ended up just getting switching
Okay.
like to Hennepin Healthcare, like when my health insurance got cut off for a while.
Wow,
So I
okay.
ended up getting a different health insurance. So
Okay.
now I go to a different, I go to Hennepin Healthcare in the North Loop.
Okay. Okay. And then what was the name of the prescribing doctor?
The one that was giving me my depot shots
Yes.
was Anna Harris, but I guess she changed her name to Anna Smidget or something, the guy said when he looked her up.
Okay, Anna
Her name
Smidget.
was Anna Harris. Yeah, I think that's what he said. Anna Smidget, he said she must have got married or something. But
Okay.
her name was Anna Harris in the Hennepin, at HCMC, Hennepin County Medical Center, the purple building, the OBGYN.
Okay, let me see. Hennepin County Medical Center. Okay. Hennepin County Medical Center. Okay, and it was the purple building.
Yes.
Purple building. Okay. Okay, and then they're on South 7th Street. Okay. Thank you. And then, was that the pharmacy also that prescribed the depot?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I didn't go to a pharmacy. Like, I would go to my doctor's appointment and get the shots
Yeah.
there. Like, I did.
Yeah. So it was
But there
the,
is a pharmacy there.
yeah, the Hennepin Medical Center. Or healthcare building, they have their own pharmacy, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay,
Yep.
yep,
It's
okay.
downstairs.
Okay, so they were the ones prescribing it and administering it. Okay, and then it was Dr. Anna, did you say?
Yep.
Harris, Harris.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Healthcare. Here it's okay. 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 And then you mentioned that you were looking at your MyChart. Do you have copies of your medical records?
No, just like my mic, I could go on my mic chart, but
Okay.
I don't have copies of my medical records.
And you know, are you able to verify that your medical records exist? I know it's kind of a funny question.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
Yeah, of course.
okay. And then if requested, would you be able to provide copies of medical records by mail or electronically?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. You spell the name CHENAYA.
Okay. And then what is their phone number?
Her phone number is 320. 345-8822.
Okay. 320-345-8822.
Yep.
Okay, and are they a family member or a friend?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Okay, thank you. And then do you happen to recall off the top of your head her email address? If not, it's fine.
No, I don't know her email address.
That's fine. Okay. And then do you recall her contact address?
No, I don't know her home address.
Okay.
She just moved as well.
Okay. 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 Let's see. And then let me just verify that I have the correct information down before I send over documents. So I have your first name spelled C-A-R-A. I have your middle name spelled M-A-R-I-E. And then I have your last name, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your social down as 471-292393.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma July 24th, 2020.
Yep.
And then I have that you were your date of birth down as September 15th, 1994.
Yep.
Okay. Then okay, and then I have Dr. Mullen, who was your diagnosing and treating doctor out of Abbott Northwestern Hospital.
Yeah.
And then I have your prescribing doctor as Dr. Anna Harris at Hennepin Healthcare, but the Purple Building.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then I'm going to send these documents over through DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, great. Give me 1 second. Okay, and then what is the apartment number again? It didn't populate, so let me just put it in.
211.
Thank you, apartment 211. Okay, Glenwood Avenue North, apartment 211, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55405.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, I just sent over those documents. Let me know when you see a text message come in that says Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies sent you a DocuSign.
Yep, I see it on my email.
Okay, perfect.
Let me review and sign.
Yeah, and I'll stay on the phone with you in case anything needs to be corrected or if you have any questions.
Okay. I agree. Okay. Try your signature. Okay, I find it.
Okay, perfect. Let me refresh. Do you see a finish button?
Yep, it says I'm done.
Okay.
Okay,
perfect.
Yep, I'm done.
Yep, just got that back. So then the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the attorneys. They're going to want to verify that it's okay to start the process and pull medical records. Keep an eye out for a call from a 909 number. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. But they won't be able to start the process until they hear from you that it's verbally that it's okay to start. I'm gonna send
Okay.
you a text message also with their phone number. If you don't hear from them within 2 weeks, feel free to give them a call yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it was a pleasure speaking to you. And again, I'm sorry to hear that you experienced all this after taking Depo Provera. I hope you have a great rest
Yeah.
of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Yep, happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye.